you know, Barak needed a jolt from Deborah. And, you know, as young people that, you know, many of us have come up in Christian homes. Many of us don't know what it's really like to be in the world, stained in the world. We come up in very much sterile environments. We thank God for Christian parents. We thank God for going to the meetings from when we were young. But it can bring about a certain kind of lethargy, a certain kind of attitude about sin, and a certain attitude about our own spiritual growth and development in being able to be those who can stand for God, to be ready to fight the enemy. And so Barak was timid. He was afraid to move out in faith. So Deborah goes along with him, the living word. And when Sisera and his armies begin to make a battle array, Deborah has to stir him up. Like Paul says, stir up the gift that is in thee to Peter, right? Don't fear. To Timothy. Don't fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. She says, up, Barak. And I want to say to us as young people that we need to have this stirring in our soul. There's much at stake today. There's much falling away, whether in sin or just drifting away from the things of God. And as individuals, we need to hear the voice of God, the voice of the Lord Jesus, in Deborah's words. Up, Barak. Off your heels. Off of the reclining bench. Out of the benches, as if this is an arena event when you're watching what is going on. No, we have to be engaged, young people. Young men, it's time to wake up out of the slumber that we're in. And it says that, it didn't say here that Barak now gets into this long discussion with her. What do you mean? It says, up, for this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hands. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? It is not to get up and go out in our own strength. Well, we're going to fix this. We're going to change this. No, it's to go in the strength of the Lord. And it says, so Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. He moves in the energy of the words of Deborah, as seen as the word of God now coming through her. Get up. Today is the day for victory. The enemy is going to be delivered into your hands. Not because you have 10,000 men, but it's because the Lord has gone before you. And it says, the Lord routed Sisera. I want to remind us that Sisera is the captain of the hosts of the king of Canaan, Jabin. He is his top minister, if you would. His top, so there's the commander-in-chief, then there's the joint chiefs of staff, the head guy there. Here is his number one field general. And he is the one that is going to be routed first. The one that he dispatches that we have to deal with. But Sisera, all of his chariots, all of his hosts, with the edge of the sword before Barak. Maybe someone can talk about the sword a little bit here and its impact upon this army of the enemies of God.
I think I kind of always find it fascinating when you study wars in the scripture and how are these generals, Joshua, for example, is a brilliant, brilliant general. How did he conquer this vast land, him and the people of God when they get there, their war plan? You see, sometimes we are like just, you know, getting up in the morning and, you know, Satan comes and we're like, there's a warfare going on here. And a good general you gather all of the intelligence that you need to know about the enemy. And what we've been doing in the last couple of days is we've been getting briefing, top briefing about what's going on, what the enemy tactic is. So when he comes, you know how to really act. So I look at Barak here, and he is really a good general. I mean, yes, he needed the push, but look at what he did. He went up to Mount Tabor. Mountains are interesting in the book of Judges. I think it would be fascinating when you read the book of Judges. Just underline every time you see a mountain. We read of Mount Ephraim in chapter 3 when Ehud, after he killed Eglon, he went up to Mount Ephraim. Fruitfulness. And then he came down to fight the battle. The same thing happened here. He went up to Mount Tabor. Now, if you are facing an enemy with... Now, those 900 chariots of iron are tanks, the lightweight tanks, okay? These are heavy thing that, like the M16, they are really, you know, imagine that, because I don't want you to think of like something happening. It's just imagine tanks going into, now, you don't drive in a battlefield with tanks and go up mountain. It's for plane. So what he was doing here, he went up to the mountain. So now, Sisera heard that, said, let me get my tanks. Well, your tanks are not going to work in on the mountain. See how he was looking how to fight the enemy. He knows what the armors of the enemy is. He knows that. He knows also what he has in his hand, the sword, how he is going to fight with. So it's really important for us to take Christianity serious, to take the enemy serious. You got to know, I think Brother John mentioned, the Lord told us everything about Sisera. Here he is. What's his name? How many chariots he has? What are made of? He's telling you, there's no secret weapons here. Nothing at all. The Lord, the Word of God, and that's why we go back again and again and again and again, and we say, you got to read the Word of God. There is no other way. We are not going to have another Spruce Lake unless the Lord leaves us here till next year. So, you know what? But you have the Bible with you. You have the Word of God with you. It exposes the enemy, but it exposes also what you have. So, he goes up to Mount Tabor. I think Mount Tabor is, some believe it's Mount Hermon. It's a Mount of Transfiguration. What did he see there? What do you see on the Mount of Transfiguration? You see no man save Jesus only. You see the victor in there. Now, Satan is defeated. Okay, so you go, you see Jesus, the author of the finisher, the captain of our salvation. You see him, you have a glimpse of his glory, you have a glimpse of the victory. You are on the top of the mountain. That is the tactic that we take. So in the morning before you run out, look unto Jesus. And I think as we were reminded, Thomas mentioned it, and don't take your eyes off him, ever. Because the enemy wants you to take your eyes off him, and when Peter was walking on the water, and he took his eyes off the Lord Jesus, he started sinking. So he went up to Mount Tabor. He saw the victorious. I'm saying that in application. He saw the victory. He saw the victorious one. And he said, you know what? Sisera is nobody. And I'm coming down. He goes up. See, before he goes down, he got to go up. And before we go down to meet the enemy, we need to go up in a private meeting with the Lord, the captain of our salvation, to see him win the victory. And then we come down, and now Sisera's tanks are tired. They're probably just are not going up the mountain, so they are by the river there. And then the most interesting thing, the same thing that happened in Exodus chapter 14. The Lord come in. And it doesn't matter if it's Pharaoh's chariot or it's Sisera's chariot. The Lord comes in. I mean, to me, I imagine that scene crossing the Red Sea. It's just, imagine with me. Now you have a chariot and the wheel comes off. Now, what are you going to do? The wheels are coming off of those chariots. Your strength is in the wheel that they're going to go very fast. And the wheels come off. Here's the Lord trouble Sisera and his chariot. And in my mind, I think he did the same thing. He got the wheels off of those iron chariots. And here he is. He cannot go anywhere. That's why he got off. I mean, you got a flat tire. What are you going to do? You cannot keep driving. So he got few flat tires on those things. So he got out, or he had no wheels whatsoever. He got out on his feet. But the idea is this. We need to understand our enemies. We need to understand the resources that we have. We need to have a private meeting every day. A briefing, they call it in the military. Every morning before the battlefield, you have a briefing. What is the situation? You assess the situation. Don't run out of the door. Don't get out of your bed and run out without having a briefing with the Lord, the commander-in-chief. Get what's going on around you. And throughout the whole day, you keep your eyes on him.